I'm Wild Wally, and we are on the air with Dean Sams from Lone Star. Lone Star, of course, in concert at the Midland Theater coming up on August 30th. You know, to me, Dean, it seems like we'd known each other for years because I got into country radio like in 91. I have been following you guys ever since, so this is a pleasure.
I appreciate that very much. Yeah, we've been around a minute.
Dean, let's go back to 1992, I think it was, when you all met. Were you the one working at the Opryland theme park?
Well, kind of. I'm the one that actually worked at Opryland. I was at the theme parks there, and it was after I'd been there for a little while, a couple years. I decided to put a band together, and Lone Star is the band I put together.
So when you put the band together, what was the original name?
It had another name. Now, for the kids listening out there, never name your band if you've been drinking. And I came up with this awesome name, Texas Sea, because we were awesome Texas. I put the band together in Tennessee. So if you smash the two states together, you get Texas Sea. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Most people probably can't spell it or pronounce it.
That's exactly right. You are 100% correct.
The next step would be to talk to you about where Lone Star is now.
Well, listen, we have been having the time of our lives. I mean, we came from back in 1992 when I first put the band together to have 10 number one songs, 22 top tens, sold over 10.5 million records. We've traveled the world. We've performed for presidents and won just about every award out there except for a Grammy. Had 5 nominations, no wins, and we've really done a lot, but I can tell you right now, in this moment we are in, we are having more fun as a band than we've had in our entire career. The fans have been coming out to the shows in big, big numbers, and it just makes for a lot of fun.
You know, you think about that, too. I've talked to Clint Black, Pam Tillis, the 90s, and the resurge, how you look out in the audience, you see your fans from the 90s, and their kids are 90s fans, and they know all your words.
It's truly great, and I see at the shows, you know, people that have been with us, you know, you recognize faces, right? And so you see these fans that have been with us for a long time, and they're bringing their kids, and some of their kids are bringing even their kids. So we're getting, you know, multi-generations coming to see us from families we recognize. And I love it when I'll see, you know, somebody out in the audience and they have young kids with them. And I'll look at them, I go, y'all, this is a great example of good parenting right here. They're bringing their kids to a Lone Star show. So it's really fun to see.
You know, you guys are going to love playing the Midland Theater. It's just big enough for a personal coming home experience.
First of all, I just got to say, we love what we get to do for a living. I mean, it does not wash over us that what a privilege this is. And when I think back over the years, I mean, just the things that we've got to do and the fans that we've got to meet and the stories we get to hear from them about how our music has touched them, you know, for many different reasons with many different songs. We still have to pinch ourselves every day that we get to do this.
Let's talk about your more recent release, your 5-song EP.
Yes, you're referring to our latest record. It's called Iconic Volume 1. Each band member picked an iconic female artist and song from that artist, and it didn't matter what the genre was, and we kind of put our own Lone Star spin on it. And recorded this record. It's amazing. We have an Adele song, Eurythmics, Cyndi Lauper, Pink, and we did a Fleetwood Mac song, and it's really a very special record.
What one was your pick?
I did the Adele song. Everybody looks at us when they say, how are you covering Adele? And even Drew, our lead singer, he's like, what are you trying to do to me? But it was just one of those songs that I just knew would be special. We could kind of put our own spin on it, and Drew is such an incredible singer. So, that Adele was mine.
Amazed. If you go back to when that song hit number one, did you have any idea it'd be so iconic for the band?
Of course I did. I knew it was going to be a 9-week number one on the country charts and then cross over to the pop chart and spend 2 weeks at number one. I knew all of that ahead of time. No, I didn't know any of that. It was one of those deals where, I mean, we kind of figured out over the years that if we love something that moves us and makes us feel a certain way, that there's a pretty good chance that the fans are going to latch onto it the exact same way. And that was definitely the case with Amaze. This song says what every guy wants to say to that special girl, and it says it in such a good way. And the melody is just super special, and the lyric is really, really great. So we knew it would be something special, but I don't think any of us could dream it this big.
Timeless.
Love you putting that word to it. Timeless is a great way. You know, we had people ask us in an interview, if we had a time capsule song, you know, what would that be? If we could take a song, put it in a time capsule, and somebody can find it 150 years from now, what would that one song be and why? And Amaze would definitely be that song, because I do think it's timeless. I think the recording will stand the test of time. I think the sentiment will stand the test of time. Love never goes out of style. And I don't think there's a better love song out there.
Love wins with Amaze, totally.
Absolutely.
There are so many great songs that I love from your albums of the past. If you could think back of a few songs from some of your favorite Lone Star albums, songs that you felt were hits but never were released.
The first one is really easy for me. I always thought the title track to our biggest record ever, the album's called Lonely Grill, and the song is called Lonely Grill. That album had Amazed, What About Now, Smile and Tell Her, all number ones. That record sold almost 5 million copies. But that title track, Lonely Grill, the haunting guitar part, the melody, the harmony that we put on that thing, I mean, everything about that song moves me. And I always thought that would have been a smash had we released it. But after we had four number ones, the label wanted to move on to a new record. But I really thought that was one that got away. And there's another song, not on that album, but it was called I Want to Be the One. I always thought that it was a very special song, too. It very reminiscent of, you hear us talk in interviews about bands or groups or just that inspired us. And you'll always hear us talk about Alabama, and you'll hear us talk about the Eagles. I Want to Be the One has a very Eagles vibe to it. And I've always loved that song.
Awesome. Let's get into the family part of Lone Star. You got Drew, Keech, yourself, and Michael. The closeness that you've had over the years, what is the family connection that you guys have?
You nailed it. We are family. I mean, we honestly spend more time together than we do with our actual families. We spend more time with each other. And there's just something special when you can take the group of guys and work hard at it and get a little luck along the way as well and really be able to move people doing something that you love to do. And music is the greatest common denominator for us to be able to do this as long as we have. We have so much respect for each other and love for each other, and I think it shows in our music, and I think that's why we've been able to be around as long as we have. I mean, we're closing in January, it'll be 34 years.
Wow.
And we still love it. I mean, for the folks that are coming to see our show, or if you're on the fence, whether you're coming to see us, you're going to want to come see this show. We're so energetic, so upbeat. The fans always walk away smiling, and that's always our goal. And it's been working. And I just think we're so blessed to get to do this. And I think that's why you're always going to see a bunch of guys on stage that are having a blast.
You know, Tom Petty said, never slow down, never get old.
Amen. Amen.
So you talked about music. Isn't it crazy? You think 35 years ago that there would be such a thing called a download. Just look at things have changed. We had albums, we had cassettes and CDs, and radio was always dominant. And now we still got radio. We have downloads and streaming.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, especially folks that have been around a long time like us, you know, kind of scoff at, you know, the way people consume music now and say, oh, I miss the old days of this, that, and the other. You know what? There's never been a greater time for music because there are so many sources to hear your favorite artist. There's so many sources. I love that radio is still king, and I love the fact that people can stream and there's CDs. We have our vinyl records that we do. So, I mean, there's just so many great ways to consume music. And once again, I said just a little while ago, music is the common denominator that brings us all together, no matter what genre of music you like. I mean, music is moving and breathing and living and makes us all feel something. And at the end of the day, that's pretty special.
We can't wait to see you at the Midland Theater in Newark, and Central Ohio is in for a treat. Lone Star at the Midland Theater, Saturday, August 30th.
Well, I know there's limited tickets. I hope the folks that are kind of on the fence, you want to come see this show. I promise you that. It's going to be one of your best nights you're going to have this year. And we're going to be loving on you with our music and a lot of crowd interaction that we do. It's really a fun time.
Thanks again, Dean Sams, Lone Star at the Midland Theater. You don't want to miss it.
Well, I truly do appreciate your time, and we'll be seeing you soon.